Dobré odpoledne, dámy a pánové. Jak už mi pan Ratej představil, jmenuji se Jana Kaliurová, pracuji v Centru výzkumu ŘeŠ a dnes se vám budu snažit přiblížit činnosti Evropské sítě pro jaderné vzdělání NN. Prezentace byla připravena kolegou panem prezidentem Tenreiro a angličtině, therefore I am going to continue in English. I would like to say a few words, what is NN, what is our mission, where everywhere we have the members, also the activities, what we are doing as a PhD events or our European master degree in nuclear engineering, and also what is important, the project NN, which is allowing to all European and non-European students and experts to actually travel and have the possibility to visit different trainings, conferences, schools, and so on. So here you see it's elaborated slide. You will have the presentation later on, so you can read it later. What are the NN activities? It's all in one. So as I already said, we are coordinating projects, most of them being financed by European Union, of course. Then we are also organizing the education and training courses. Many times we are dealing with the dissemination and communication activities, which is very important topic actually to reach out our young students and to have to rise the attractiveness of the nuclear and non-nuclear also technological projects. Then we are also supporting the mobility of students. Status of NN, it stands for European Nuclear Education Network, international non-profit association established in 2018, and our seat is in Brussels. There are colleagues which are permanently employed there. So here is the very clearly the describe the mission. As known, promote and further develop the collaboration in nuclear education and training of students, ensure the quality of nuclear education. This was already said here that it's important that the students are well educated in technical topics, also the non-technical topics, to be able to calculate the cost of the nuclear power plant and so on. We have to ensure the attractiveness and increase the attractiveness of engagement for the students, researchers, but also professionals, which in this moment, for example, are not completely connected with the nuclear, but there are many work topics which we need, which are not related only to physics or chemistry. So, and of course, we have to promote the lifelong learning and career development of postgraduate and equivalent level. So, here you see the map of our members. Most of our members, because it's a European education network, are coming from the EU. We have also 15 international members, and we are also collaborating with the networks, association, international organization like OECD, GIF, and so on. So, as I already mentioned, these are our partners, but our members are coming from universities, research organizations, also regulatory bodies, very important for setting the standards and licensing of the current and new nuclear fleet. Very important nuclear industry, because I think that's the possibly way how to rise the awareness to connect directly students with the concrete industrial work and projects. Then we have also in our portfolio associations and other organizations which are dealing with nuclear science and ionizing radiation. I mentioned one of the activities, important thing, European master degree in nuclear engineering. You might know that there are many different activities in this area. Almost every country has own sort of master degree in nuclear engineering. It would be good if in future we will be able to harmonize France with Giffen, Czech with Senen, and Italy and so on, and together with the NN to put some level of for the general European master degree. The idea is clear, the objectives are certified and secure the high standards quality in the nuclear education in Europe. So what are the requirements for the NN master degree? At least 5 years of university, master thesis, then there are certain number of credits which have to be from, must be from the nuclear and the non-nuclear. There you can see the list of topic considered purely nuclear. So we have several several students already which were awarded with this degree very successfully, and every year it's growing this number. We are also organizing the PhD event. Next event will be during the FISA EURAT SNTP conference in Warsaw in May. But this is the slide to this year, how is it organized. We write a call, then there are the students who can actually apply. There are certain conditions. Then there is the review panel, and of course it's followed by awarding and then also receiving the prize and having the ceremony for the best award. It will be, as I said, for the, in the next conference in May. Then I already promised you the key thing or key project of NN in this moment is the NN 2 Plus project, which allow us to have the mobility fund of 2.5 million euro for a young researcher. So it means master and PhD degree, postdoc and so on, experts. The idea is to target and strengthen the nuclear education, but not only, there is also developing the nuclear hub within the project and vocational programs, education programs. There are 51 partners from three continents. There are a lot of activities which are connecting also industry, academia, TSO and regulators in order to get the information what are needed actually for the program for students and, for example, the new master degree and so on. This is the key, the strong mobility program. We have the cross-border disciplinary mobility. It's possible to actually travel for the students from European to European country, but also not to European country or opposite way around, from actually the non-European to Europe and so on. It's not possible. There are some, some possibilities, not possible, but of course it's always evaluated on the application and so on. The application is very simple. You apply on our website. It's pretty straightforward. Download the CV, also some support letter, and here you see the mobility rules, who can and who cannot apply and on what extent. All is in the manual, so it also can be distributed, so we are not going to go through. Here, Professor put it examples how we are also monitoring our group application, individual application and so on. Here, because we are, of course, taking every time the statistics from there, what country actually is most active and sending students or receiving students. We all keep this in mind because those are interesting statistics. Here we have the female funding distribution. As you see, more attractive for the female for the females is the medical application, but also the nuclear engineering and safety is rising very good. If you look at the graph for males, it's a little bit opposite way around. It's somewhat logic. I would not strongly opt for gender balance in technical topics, but okay, let's go. So there is the our scheduling, how we have the, because every time we have the call for the application for the mobility scheme, so then you have to fit in that time, but it's all possible to access on the website, because our reviewers also need time to evaluate and so on. Okay, this is to sum up. You can find all the updates in this presentation or website. We have also other possibility and for mobility funds. There are other projects as well, for example, for using the nuclear research infrastructure, big project offer. We are also part of that. Very good, for example, if your institute doesn't have this certain facility where you need to measure, then you go there and it's organized by some catalog of the infrastructure, so we can select, set up a small project, and it has own rule and so on. So I will not go more in detail there, but this is another possibility that with the combination of the NN mobility scheme that you can pay your travel and partly accommodation and the offer where is paid the facility where you measure, you can make very nice internship, for example, abroad. So since the times is up, we have many other projects where we are participating. You can look up later, and I thank you for your attention.